Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is episode 40 for January 7th, 2011. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding the porn that's plagued me for years in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me in this adventure of ridding ourselves of the porn in our lives for good. Wow, it's been almost a year since I did this podcast last, and I thought I was going to abandon it, but I think kind of the Lord spoke to me and told me that I need to continue. I've really seen how many people actually listened to the podcast last year, and that's some encouraging things to hear or see as I look at the statistics. It's pretty amazing, really. Thank you for all that listened to it, and I hope it helps you out, and hope these podcasts continue to help you out. So let me talk about the last year a little bit. I really haven't done that great with porn. It's a constant battle for me. I mean, this is going on, 17 years now of dealing with this, maybe a little bit longer, give or take, and you know, it's kind of like a hidden thing. You know, some people know, but nobody really wants to talk about it as far as in the church. And, you know, it's tough to actually get somebody not to admit it, but to try and help you or have the desire to help you with it. I think it's one of those secret things that people just don't want to deal with, or, you know, that they've gotten out of themselves and just kind of want to shove it aside so they don't have to deal with it anymore. So that's where you guys come in for me and helping me quit. And hopefully this is doing the same and encouraging you. So basically, you know, just to give you a few stats, I guess, for the last year, there's over 5,000 subscribers. You know, that blows my mind. I mean, it's even higher than that, but that's about as far as I can go and see how many subscribers. Over 30,000 listens. 30,000 downloads, many more listens. So pretty neat. But anyway, let's get back on track. I guess for me, one of the things I'm continuing to do to limit my porn and get rid of it for good is I'm actually reading a book I found on the iBookstore on the iPad. I think it's called The Porn Trap, and it's like 400 pages long, at least on the iPad it is, in the font that I have. So it's pretty crazy long, but I'm about a quarter, maybe a third of the way through, and it's been pretty good. It's mostly really helped me to get a different perspective on, you know, what it really does to you physically, mentally, and situationally. So in reading it, what I've found out is, maybe some of you know this already, but basically it's as addictive as crack, to the brain anyway. And that's pretty addictive stuff. I mean, I've honestly never taken part in any drugs other than maybe cigarettes or tobacco. Never taken part in anything else, but it's pretty crazy to think that pornography is that addictive. And so in trying to get away from it, obviously we can see why it's so difficult. Your brain actually craves a chemical, according to this book anyway. Your brain craves a chemical that your body releases for pleasure and excitement and that sort of thing. And because you're so overdosed with it, it just is really hard to get away from. So it can take up to 2 years for your brain to return to normal normal levels and accept normal levels of this. So that's maybe why some of you may not have any excitement with either your wives or this being kind of a Christian podcast, your girlfriends, even though you know that's probably not the right thing to do. But either way, that may explain some of those issues maybe that's been going through your mind. So I guess to start off this new year, I would just like you to encourage you and myself too, maybe to get somebody to confide in to maybe help you out a little bit more. If you haven't told anybody that you've had this problem looking at porn and you want to get out of it, you really need to go ahead and tell somebody about it. That's really the first step. I've done that. And, you know, once you do that, you can kind of ask some people or that person you confide in to help you out with it. So I would encourage you to do that. We're just going to take some baby steps here, just as I am myself, and we'll get out of this for good this year. Not as a New Year's resolution, but as something we need to do to keep ourselves holy. So in doing that, let me tell you that I've actually started reading. I use YouVersion.com a lot, and I'll use one of their reading plans. It kind of keeps me in the Bible. It's the first thing I do in the day after I wake up. I get a cup of coffee, read the Bible, sit down, and pray. And I haven't done that, honestly, in years. I've never been consistent, and I think it makes a big difference. It keeps you mindful of God and what you should be focusing on. So I would really encourage you to do something similar to that. You don't have to use YouVersion. That's free. There's all sorts of different translations, from King James to New Living Translation to NIV to even Greek and Hebrew and everything. So it's pretty neat. So I'd encourage you to do that. It's a free app on an iPhone. It's on like every smartphone you can imagine, iPad, you name it. It's out there on your computer. So if you don't have a Bible, that's a way to get a hold of one. Otherwise, I would encourage you to just be mindful of God and help him be your focus so that you can continue, you know, on the path to righteousness, not on the path to destruction that this really is. It's difficult to think of it that way, but that's true. So I don't want to make this podcast too long. We're already about 7 minutes in, but I'd like to encourage you to pray with me here in a moment and actually send me some comments. You can do that at helpmequitporn@gmail.com. Let me know if this is actually helping you, because I'm not sure still that I'm going to continue it on and on, even though we've got a lot of subscribers. So if this is actually something you would like to hear more of, I'd really like to hear back from you so that I know whether or not to continue on. You can do that either at Podomatic, where the podcast is actually uploaded, or you could do that at helpmequitporn@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you that you've given us the ability to talk to one another anonymously, but knowing that our focus is on you. We ask, Lord, that you would give us the strength to start to seek you daily and finally get out of this addiction that we have. We ask that you would help keep us pure and help us to keep our minds on you. And Lord, we ask that you'd give us some self-control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless, and I hope to hear back from you.